KROC AM, Rochester's Good Morning. Rich Peterson here. Time to talk about downtown. Ender Goetschman joins us from the Rochester Downtown Alliance. Ender, good to see you again.
Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Very good. I understand you had a fantastic turnout for Ladies Night Out.
We did. This is the very first ever Ladies Night Out. It was Thursday. We had it all throughout downtown, so we had about, I think, 20 to 23 different businesses participate in it,
mm-hmm.
each having different special deals, encouraging ladies to come out and have a really good time. In all, we were giving away prizes that range up to about $600 total. So gift cards to all the different businesses that were participating.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little activity that we had. It's called a passport activity. We've done it before, but it encourages folks to visit these different locations, and then they collect a stamp, and then they submit that for a gift card.
Oh, yeah.
In total, it was... The grand prize is going to be about $600, so we're picking those winners this week. Pretty excited about it. And
yeah.
We had about, at least over 100 people line up, like just before the event started at the Shops University Square to get a free special tote bag they were handing out. We passed out about 400 passports in about 40 minutes. So
wow.
That was it was pretty amazing. Yeah, we were really happy to see people were excited about it.
For the first ever.
First ever. First annual. So. Not too shabby for the first time.
I guess so.
We're hoping to bring it back in next year, and we'll make it even better.
Well, I think there's probably going beyond hope. I think you probably will bring it back next year if it's that successful.
Yes, yeah.
All right, let's talk about some of the other events you had coming up. Of course, obviously, there's Thursdays on First. That's about a couple of months away, though, right?
Yeah, yep. So the first one is going to be June 2nd, and as always, it's every Thursday. So
mm-hmm.
this year, it will be every Thursday. Barring any weather situations, which we always have our fingers crossed for that.
Oh, yeah.
But so every Thursday, starting June 2nd and ending up the last Thursday in August. So that should be a really good time.
Right.
We're in planning mode for that. It's still, it's March, April, so we have a couple more months, like you were saying, but that's the big one that's coming up.
Sure. And a few other items on your agenda for the summer, don't you?
Yeah, yep. So another big one, a really family favorite, is Movies in the Plaza, which actually this year we're moving it to Central Park. So it'll be called Movies in the Park, and same kind of tradition in that it's going to be select Saturdays. I believe we'll be showing six different movies. We have a full list of the movies that we're showing on our website,
mm-hmm.
downtownrochestermn.com. But that's a really, really good time, too. It's a great event for families to come out. It's free, and hopefully Central Park will provide some different ambiance we haven't seen before. It's a little bit darker there, so the movies will come up a little more crisp,
mm-hmm.
And it'll really make a nice park, family-friendly environment.
Yeah. Sounds good. So, again, when does that start?
That starts June 11th, and
okay.
it's select Saturday. So it's not every single Saturday. It's select
okay.
Saturdays. About six different ones going until August, the end of August.
All right.
And then another returning event that we're really, really excited about is Dogs Downtown. So last year we had our first ever Dogs Downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We had about 3,000 people show up, including dogs. And so we're going to have our second Dogs Downtown. That'll be August 7th. That's a Sunday.
But keep them on a leash.
Oh, yeah, yep, yeah, definitely. It is a leashed environment. We want to make sure we keep it
don't
safe.
Don't bring a dog that doesn't like other dogs,
yeah.
if at all possible.
Yeah, or cats. Right?
Or, well, yeah.
What was the favorite book, Cat in the Hat? Yeah,
Cat in the Hat, number one book.
Yeah. Can't argue with that.
Followed by Green Eggs and Ham.
Green Eggs and Ham.
I was a golden book kid. I had Cat in the Hat, but I was a golden book kid.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Is that with, like, little golden?
Pokey little puppy.
Yeah.
Speaking of dogs. Any other summer events that pretty much covers that? And I know you've got something called a startup startup fund.
Yeah, yep. So the RDA and Downtown Rochester were really a big advocate of encouraging folks to hold events of their own. So we have a grant program that was formerly called the DCI Grant, Downtown Cultural Initiatives Committee Grant.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually renamed it. It's called the Startup Fund. So basically what it does is it encourages grassroots organizations or grassroots artists to hold their own events. It's a fund that can range from anywhere between $1,000 up to $3,000, depending on the size of the event.
Hmm.
And so that money just goes towards putting on these first-time events. They're not events that the RDA or Downtown Rochester puts on. We just help assist with funding. So we encourage others to hold these events. They're focused on culture, arts, and they have to be a first-time event. So that's also really important. We're trying to push that because it's there for folks in the community to utilize.
Very good. Well, if you want more information, you can always go to the website.
Yes, of course. DowntownRochesterMN.com. Everything I talked about is right there, right in the homepage. You can always search it in the search bar. Otherwise, we encourage you to sign up for the e-newsletter. That's a really great way to stay connected with events that we're holding.
Mm-hmm.
We also push a lot of really neat things to the e-newsletter, too, whether it's a contest or a giveaway or just some secret items that won't go out until a little bit later.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. DowntownRochesterMN.com.
That is correct.
Ender, have a great week.
Thank you.
And
you
we'll talk to you next month.
Yes, thank you for having me.